Well, it's 7:04 p.m. Paul, are you okay with starting the meeting now?
Yes, I am.
All right, then I'll call the meeting to order at 19:04, 7:04 p.m. All right, starting with old business. Paul, did you get a chance to look at the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any issues with them?
No.
Then I make a motion that we approve the minutes from the last meeting. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
I vote yes as well. The motion carries. The minutes from the last meeting are passed. They're approved. All right. Update on the 2023 audit. Joe, you're up.
They asked for a lot of information, just like the previous year audit. I gave it to them, and it usually takes about a month for them to go through everything. So I would expect that we would hear something back, I would say a couple weeks. And I don't anticipate any surprises. The questions she asked were, well, exactly like the year before. And all of her books are in order. She did some test questions, specific transactions. I gave her all the information, gave her the bank accounts, the canceled checks. And so I think we will come back favorable once again.
That's good news. Now that we paid him almost $1,000, because I was looking at the invoices.
It's usually a little more than 1,000 for an audit. So that's probably the down payment, usually a couple $1,000. But we have to do it.
It's required by our bylaws.
Right.
So, anything more on that?
Nope.
No. All right. Well, then let's move on to the masonry wall. Here's the problem with that. There's several problems. One, it's a huge project. Two, we don't own it. The individual homeowners do. Three, if, and it's a big if, we were to go and say, okay, we're going to replace it using HOA due money, I think we would have to actually have multiple bids per Texas law and or get approval from the electorate in order to get it done. And I'm just like, oh, and the fourth thing, it's not in the budget. We didn't budget this for this year.
Right.
So there's four different things that we're running up against on this, but yet it's falling apart. Something's got to get done. I'm
Yeah,
kind
and
of lost.
the other thing you need to consider is if you pay for this section and the next section has a problem, then you've set a precedent for that. And then on the other side of down, Bradford Park, there's more of that wall.
But at $81,500 each person's share of that is like $13,500.
But that's only for like a quarter of the entire length of the wall.
No, it's just for their little section. There's six homeowners that are.
I'm saying is if the HOA were to start, putting money towards it, that $81,000 only covers a quarter of the entire wall. If the other ones pieces start having problems, then you're talking, $400,000.
Yeah, we don't definitely don't have that, and I'm not up for a special assessment. I honest to God don't know what to do about it.
I don't know that there's a simple answer.
I don't think there is, and that's one of the things that's people will ask me, what are you going to do about this? I'm like, well, it's not our wall. I don't know if there's anything we can do about it.
I hate to say it, but I wonder if something like that is covered under a homeowner's insurance policy. Probably not until it falls.
And
I
we
mean, I hate to say it, but that may be the case until it falls down. It's just a leaning wall. But
right.
it may be up to their assessor to their individual policies to determine.
Let's just pick a date,
Okay.
though.
Well, here's the thing is that
In the past, there was always a wind series. Is there a
I
date,
think that's going to
a
fall
date
under like normal
prior to the
maintenance.
hurricane?
Just like if you're something happens to your roof, you have to replace the roof. You know,
Yeah.
like it gets old and starts leaking, then you could file an insurance claim, but they may not do anything about it.
Well, weather's a little warmer.
So that's I think part of the deal. And like I said, this affects six homeowners.
And as I said, I have a strong suspicion the insurance company
Absolutely.
won't get involved until it actually falls. At
Right.
that point, it's actually a claim.
So just wait till it falls down.
Yeah, but then God forbid there's anybody standing near it when it goes, or it ends up in the road and damages vehicles and.
I don't think it'll go that far. I think it's just going to fall down.
Well, I'm thinking about the top couple maybe tumbling into the road.
Maybe, but I doubt it would go that far. It might go to the sidewalk or that little area between the curb and the sidewalk.
I just remember hitting a part of a cinder block on 290 one morning. Trust me, it did not do wonders for the bottom of my car.
Ooh. Well, that's another thing. We got a an
Okay.
email. I don't know if I sent it out to you all or not. If I didn't, let me know and I'll send it out. But we had a homeowner that, I don't know, a while back. I'm not sure how far a while back was, but a while back, somebody crashed their car through their the through that brick wall into their backyard, and the officer that was there said it's a good thing that that was a brick wall because if it wasn't, you'd be dead. Because they were sitting in their kitchen, which kind of faced that wall. And the person that went that plowed through the wall with their car was they were on some sort of opiate. And they just fell asleep behind the wheel and crashed the car. Now that was an insurance claim. It
I don't ever remember that happening, and I've been here
was.
since the beginning.
It wasn't on the end that we're talking, it was on the other end.
Maybe that's why.
So yeah, I've actually got pictures of it if you want to see it. But yeah, the person literally plowed right through that wall. But the person that, it was their yard that they plowed into went out of their way to send us an email saying that under no circumstances should that be a wooden fence, even on the other end, because the brick wall saved their life. And I'm like, well, okay, but how many people are plowing through walls every day? I mean,
25 years, that's one. Let's see how many cars go through there. It's probably, it's like getting hit by lightning.
yeah, kind of one of those deals. But I didn't say that to him. I just kind of just took the message. I thought about asking him if I could reprint it in the newsletter, and I thought, nah, I'll leave it sit for now. But
Yeah, I think that's adding fuel to the fire.
yeah, I kind of thought so too. I'm like, well, no. So yeah, I don't know what to do about this. It's I don't think there's a good answer.
And
Joe, do
the other
you have
question
anything?
is, if that homeowner is responsible for that wall and they take out the brick wall, we have no I mean, as long as the wall the whatever fence they put up conforms to the HOA rules, I mean, it could be a wood fence for all, so you have a brick wall and a wooden fence, and at the end that other piece of wall. But we have no control over that.
Right. Yep. So that's another question. The fifth question is it worth it for the HOA to fund it for uniformity, or do we just have to let people replace it with whatever they can afford?
I would say if there was a decision that the HOA would be involved, I think the answer would be we well, God, you can't just take the whole wall down because the people in the section where it isn't down, and then why are you taking my wall down and making me put up a new fence? There's nothing wrong with my section. But, you know, I said, you know, maybe the HOA could be, you know, help out some way in the removal of the debris, something like that, but not the whole tear down and not the, you know, the rebuilding, some sort of cost share.
Right. That's, and I was thinking that too when I was talking to Boris, that's his name.
Yeah.
He said that he thought that the best thing to do was to tear the whole wall down and remove the footer and then put up a uniform wooden wall in its place.
He says, yeah, or they have the ones where you, it's a steel post you put in the ground that's kind of like a, got a channel on each side, and you slide planks into it, and you can do it with like a hardy kind of concrete thing. You can do it with wood. There's all kinds of options, but then it's just a post, and you slide the planks, and if one plank gets broken, you just replace the plank.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
makes a lot more sense than what we got right now.
Yeah.
No. Well, I don't have any quick answers to this. You want to table this until next meeting?
Good question. Have we talked to the homeowners? That
I've talked to two of them when I was going around getting proxies, and two of them were like, what are you going to do about it? And I told them, I can't make any promises. I said, you know, there's only so much I can do. I said, we're looking into it. That's what I told them.
I just wonder if any of them would be willing to make an inquiry to their insurance company and see what, but then again, if everybody has a different insurance company, we could get, you know, six houses and six different answers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Me, you or me, neither you nor I. I have no idea either. Joe, have you got any ideas?
I do not. That's a, it's a difficult situation. I like the slat idea.
I do too.
You bring up four good points about how difficult that's going to be. You know, shelve it for a couple months. Let's think about it in the meantime and see if we come up with any ideas.
I think that's a good idea. What do you say, Paul?
We don't have any choice. I mean, there's no, we can't afford to fix it. There's no easy solution. There's really, I mean, I hate to say it, there's not a lot we as the HOA can do about it.
Right. All right. We'll table it till next time. This will, we'll be talking about this at the next board meeting, guys.
Right.
All right. Update on the right-of-way mowing area on High Country. I was going to call Round Rock last week and ended up calling him today, and I got a hold of Chris. And he said, he was like, can you refresh, you know, what's going on with this? And I said to him, you know, we're trying to find out when Round Rock's going to take over mowing that common area, because Round Rock owns it. And I said, you know, what needs to happen for that to for that to happen? And he says, well, you know, we just started this thing with Round Rock where they have this like tool shed thing that they've got going on.
I saw that on LinkedIn yesterday.
Yeah, and he says that he's kind of overwhelmed with that right now. So if I would send him an email with the details, he would forward that for me, because he said he wasn't going to have a whole lot of time in the near future to deal with something like this. So I sent him an email and I copied all y'all on it. So I'm waiting to hear back. He did confirm when I talked to him that, you know, Round Rock does own that area, but the trees and the bushes and anything that's been planted there has been planted by the HOA, and Round Rock won't maintain that stuff. So I asked him, do we tell our landscaper cut all the trees down and pull all all the bushes and stuff out and then let Round Rock do their thing? Or, are you going to just mow it and, we do it before we dissolve? Or are you just saying that if you take it over, that you may have to pull stuff out of the ground? I don't care either way. At some point, we just need to make a decision here. And so that's what I'm waiting on is to hear from them what we need to do.
Well, the other thing is if they were to take over the mowing part and we're just to maintain the maintenance of the trees and the shrubs, I mean, that only happens, needs to be done once, twice a year. So that would be a much smaller expense than maintaining that common area.
Right. But they were like, if it's in their way, they won't maintain that area. They'll just let it go. I'm like, no. Can't do that.
I don't know how the tree could be in their way, but it's not like it's part planted in the middle.
That's true. Yeah, that's so I'm waiting back to hear back from them. And when I do, I'll let y'all know. So we didn't have any real new business. And I don't know if I told y'all or not, but Ariel Dew of Neighborhood News passed away in February. Suddenly, she had a inoperable brain aneurysm. And she was the one that I worked with to get the newsletter done. And the people at Neighborhood News, she'd been there for 20 years. They're devastated, absolutely devastated. So, one of the things I've noted when I was going through the invoices is that we didn't get a bill in February from Neighborhood News. Normally we do. And I sent all the newsletter stuff off to Amy Greer at Neighborhood News, and she sent me a proof. I approved the proof last week, and I haven't heard anything more. So they're really behind. Normally we would have had the newsletter out by now. But they're really behind. I think that Ariel was instrumental in getting that their whole operation moving. And the other thing was is that Ariel wasn't very old. She was 43 years old. She leaves behind a husband, two daughters, and a son. So yeah, it's a real sad thing. So I put on here for a moment of silence for Ariel Dew. So if you wouldn't please join me in a moment of silence for Ariel. Okay, thank you. And with that, we have no new business. Do y'all have any concerns, Paul?
No.
I don't either.
Nope.
And there's no other homeowners on this, right?
That's correct.
Wow. That's going to be a very short board meeting. Well, then I'm going to stop sharing and stop recording. Let me stop recording first.